Beyond the chemical weapons issue, another huge complicating factor in Syria is the presence of radical jihadi groups among the rebel ranks. Some of them have ties to al-Qaeda, and they've been gaining ground in recent months. Christoph Reuter is a reporter for the German newsweekly Der Spiegel. He's been reporting from the town of Atme near the Turkish border, a place where many foreign Islamist fighters have been gathering. Reuter describes it as a Disneyland for jihadists, a place with all the comforts of home, but without the risks found on the real front lines.
This combination of Atme with modest climate, houses, rather cheap houses for rent, three internet places, clothes shops specialized on jihadi outfits from Waziristan and Afghanistan, which together make a kind of club meet for jihadis who come to Syria not necessarily really to fight, but to tell all their friends at home, I'm a jihadi in Syria now.
You mentioned Pakistan and Egypt. Where else are these jihadists coming from?
Well, the biggest group is, to our great surprise, Tunisians, at least in Idlib. In Aleppo, it's mostly Saudis, Moroccans. Then you have Egyptians, Europeans like British or French, originating from Pakistan or from Algeria. You have Chechens. You have people from Dagestan. You have even Indonesians in some areas. So it seems to be a really international movement. You go to the provincial airport of Hatay in southern Turkey, and always you are standing in line with an assortment of jihadis.
That is extraordinary. So are they actually doing any fighting, or are they just going out to eat?
We don't have precise numbers, but probably maybe 30-40% go to fight, and maybe a third or so they come to Syria, and then they stay in and around Atme, which started as an entry place, and they stayed. They have no intention of going anywhere. It was surreal.
That does mean, though, that 60-80% of the jihadists are serious fighters and ought to be of concern to both Syria and all the players involved in it right now.
See, what you have in Syria now is a kind of Faustian deal, a very weird deal between jihadists and the bigger rebel groups, that some of the jihadis, they really fight the regime. They offer the use of suicide bombers in some cases, and they are, militarily speaking, a real asset. But you have a large group of them which we encountered. What they want to do is basically impose their rule and their agenda on people in areas which have seen no fighting since half a year or 1 year, because they are deep, deep into the liberated area.
The presence, though, of al-Qaeda-affiliated rebel groups has been a key concern of those who are opposed to U.S. intervention in Syria. You're not saying that that concern is not justified?
No, the concern is absolutely justified. And when you talk to, let's say, Syrian rebel commanders from the main factions, they all give you the same answer. They say, we ask everybody for help. We ask Americans for help. We ask the Saudis for help. We ask Europe for help. The only people who came to help are jihadis from all over the Sunni world, like them, but we are not in a position to open a second front. The toppling of Assad would mean that you have another round of fighting, Syrians kicking out the foreign jihadis.
Christoph Reuter with the German news magazine Der Spiegel, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.